Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the Hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host Minnesota for senior night on Sunday, March 6th at 6:30 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. See, look at applied learning that's going on the Parkins and Spiegel show. A week ago, these guys are like, you know what? We should have just stayed at home when there was an imminent storm on the way. The next week, same thing happens. And what did the boys do? They made the right choice. And they're on their couches at the crib. What's up, boys?
What's up, Lawrence? What's up, Spiegs? Yeah. I think it was the snow and the possibility that I was patient zero for the show and got everybody sick. So
yeah, the deeply the deeply violent and unfortunate stomach bug that assaulted me yesterday between the hours of 11 and 12:30, necessitating my absence from the radio show, really is the reason that I'm home, because I figure I'm carrying it now as well. I didn't want to give that to anybody because nobody deserves that fate.
Things went poorly, huh?
Oh, went very poorly. Yes, there were liquids, and there were deposits of said liquids into places where they belong, and there was near misses for those liquids going other places. It was
you were on the Aaron Rodgers cleanse, basically, except it wasn't therapeutic.
You know, I reminded myself a lot of him in the playoffs the last 2 years.
There it is. There's the one for today. All right,
yeah,
good.
That's right.
I feel like you got to figure out a way to work it into every show.
Oh, I will. I will, against the wills of my partner and our producers. But Danny, did you hear Lawrence just flat out going to war on my FanDuel code during his spot, man? That is...
I missed it. I'm sorry. What did he say?
He said, use my code.
L-O-H-O, if you're signing up for FanDuel. Don't use Matt.
Yeah,
like,
no,
come
he
on,
said,
don't do that. That would be stupid.
He said, stay away. Well, you know, mine's just easier to remember and to write.
It is.
So Matt is very clear with two T's, ladies and gentlemen. But Mike, code wars underway.
Either way, just use the code 250MATCH at BetRivers.
I don't know.
No,
that's not
what we're doing here.
That's confusing.
That would be ridiculous.
We are Team FanDuel over here, sir.
Gotcha. That's right.
Thank you very much.
Gotcha.
Don't you ever forget.
Use the promo code LOHO, L-O-H-O. Or Matt, either
Matt's
one.
Easier. Matt's easier. Yeah.
How was the Black History Month event, Lawrence, yesterday?
It was really great. You never know, like, when you get asked to do something like that, like, how it's going to go. And it was an in-house, like, Odyssey thing. And I was like, are we going to be talking to ourselves? Like, that's always my concern, is are the four people that are there going to be the only four people that are involved? But there were 100 people from around the country that, you know, in and out, like, most of the time, where Mitch said that he went back this morning and watched it, which I was like, you really didn't have to do that, but I thank you. But it was really good. It was a lot of fun, and it was cool to commiserate with other Black folks that work for Odyssey about our shared experiences and the experiences that are different. And it was a very cool, it was moderated perfectly. And I tried not to talk too much, but I failed in that endeavor.
Well, they have you on to talk a lot.
Yes. And
you know what I mean? Like, they invited you to speak. They want you to speak.
Yes. And when you're the talk show host, I kept warning people. I said, look, I'm going to go into a lot of different directions, and it's going to take me a while to get to where I want to go. But people indulge me, and I think that it turned out really well. I was very proud to represent the company, and more importantly, it was really great to kind of trade notes with other people in different markets about what their experience is.
Good, man. Good.
That's really cool. That's,
yeah, I need to check my company email.
You were prepping for the show. Like, I didn't expect anyone to just jump out and be like, well, let me, it's, I get it. Like, and it, what was really cool is, like, the feedback that I've now gotten from other markets. And now it works for me as a way to network a little bit too, where you get a chance to be like, oh, I now know someone that listens to the Odyssey app. Like, the marketing manager in Atlanta is a huge Scorehead. And hearing that is dope, that they're listening on the Odyssey app, probably listening right now. So that's
good.
Shout
out to the ATL. That's great.
That's right. Hold it down in the A.
That's outstanding. I love when we discover people all over the country, and you never know, displaced Chicagoans finding their home with us. That's true. Hey, Lawrence, do you remember Kenny Burrow, the wide receiver for Earl Campbell's Houston Oilers?
I do not remember Kenny Burrow. Why should I remember Kenny Burrow?
He just passed away today. He was the last 00 in the NFL. And now we've seen it in the NBA, right? Like, Robert Parrish was 00. Benoit Benjamin, yes. Kevin Duckworth was a 00. But I remember when I was a kid, and Kenny Burrow was a really good wide receiver for the Dan Pastorini, Earl Campbell, Houston Oilers. But he was 00, and I thought it was just about the coolest thing ever. Like, just the balls it took to wear that number. And it's just, and I was, I don't know, I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and I was, man, look at that guy. He was a good wide receiver, too. I know he had a 1,000-yard season somewhere in there in the mid-70s.
The balls it took?
To be 00?
It took a lot of courage to wear the 00?
Well, because 00 at the time, I didn't even know about it in basketball. Later on, I figured it out. But 00 represented, emptiness, being bad. And, like, he was staring it in the face. I don't know, man. I gave that a lot of weight when I was a child.
My association with 00 is Robert Parrish.
Yes.
Robert G. Also, if you're going to play roulette, you hope that there's only one green space.
That's right.
And not two. You'll take the zero, but if there's the zero and the 00, you'll still drunkenly maybe put down on a number, but know that you're given even more of an edge to the house if you play red or black, or you try to hit your numbers. Because they don't improve the payout if you hit a 35-1 on an exact hit, but there is an extra space on the roulette wheel. Some are single zeros, some are single zero and double zero. So I have a negative association with 00 because those roulette wheels be stealing.
Do you guys have favorite numbers that look good on jerseys? Like, I'm a big fan of single digit numbers, but not all of them. Like, I used to wear 6, so I'm always, like, I'm looking forward to Marcus Stroman. I love 6 on the back of a jersey. I'm also fond of doubles, like the 00. Like, give me a 33, give me a 44.
22 is for me.
22, that's a solid number on a jersey. Now, some numbers on jerseys don't look right. I don't think 27 looks good on a jersey, for example?
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily have that. I've always liked the double numbers. I mean, I was into the double zero. Then when Gretzky showed up and was 99, it was like, oh, man, look at that. And then Lemieux just had the audacity to go ahead and be 88 because he knew he was the next great one as a number one overall pick, right? I always thought that kind of thing was pretty badass. By the way, one of the great moments in our friend Jay Zawoski's life was when he got an email back from Wayne Gretzky years ago in his early producing years, in the early years of email, as a matter of fact. And Gretzky said, "Sorry, Jay, can't do it, but try me again." 99. Was the signature was just...
It's a great way to sign an email.
That's right. It's pretty badass. It's,
that is very strong. I was a big memorabilia person as a kid and teenager. And so if you're like going for the signed jersey, I worked in a sports memorabilia store. So like 27 is actually pretty good because it's got two number like parts on the number where you can sign the jersey and read it.
Okay.
You know, whereas, like, if you was a number one, like a Tracy McGrady jersey or something, like, you kind of like got to turn your head to the side to look up. There's no way to write it left to right on the jersey. So, like, I got my framed Jordan jersey in here, and he signs it up the two. And so it's, like, it's a nice, clean way to have a jersey. But, like an 8 or an 88 is tough because you got to go, like, through the center of the 8. So you kind of got to write a little small, but I always don't know. I always went back to that when I was thinking about like what jersey numbers would look good in a frame.
My bad. 66 for Lemieux.
For Lemieux, 88 for Lindros.
Right. Yeah, 66 for Lemieux as he inverted 99, and then 88 for Lindros, who had the audacity to think he was next, and he was not quite next.
Remember the when he was on, was it NHL? What year was Lindros on the cover? And the whole thing was the, "Here I am, rock you like a hurricane." That was the big thing for his intro. You guys remember that?
All right.
No.
I don't.
Right.
Totally fine.
No.
That had to have been before Wayne Gretzky 3D hockey. That was my favorite hockey game.
I'm still partial to the original NES hockey. I still love that game.
Whereas Jay would say
you could play with what a shrimp, a normie, as Jay Zawoski would say it, and yes, then a big guy.
Yeah, you have to have at least one fat on your defense, but then one shrimp, you know, who was speedy as hell, but then a couple of normies. That's what I always went with.
Literally, like as I said that, Zawoski was in the hallway.
You talk about music who can be time travel?
Yes.
Video game theme music.
Yes.
Is absolutely time travel for
me. Hey, man, whatever works.
I can speak that language with you.
We just want to reach you. We just want to reach you, Parkins, as a musical community. We just want, however we can get into your head, we're fine.
Movies, you know? TV shows, video games. They all have songs. It's just when it's only the song that I struggle.
Yeah, no, that's why, like, the Tecmo scoreboard music that just sits there and plays and plays and plays while you think about playing your next game, and then you get in a conversation with your buddy, and then somebody packs a bowl, and then you just keep talking, and it's like, it's been 2 hours, and it's still ding, 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 ding.
Or, "Hi, I'm Ken Griffey Jr. Let's play Major League Baseball."
Ding, double ding, dribble. Ding.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
Well, we might need a lot of that. Might need a lot more of that coming up this
video game talk?
And
you're
going to
be
summer.
Fine.
Yeah,
you're going to be fine.
I said to Dan and Layla today that I'm already starting to make plans to talk about spring football all over the country. Going to go see Bama in April. That'll be good. See what's going on at the University of Illinois. Brett Bielema, year two. They've got their spring game on April 21st. There you go. Football's back, baby, and it's back in April.
Hey, listen, no offseason. No offseason for football. I'm right there with you on that. I think you're going to be fine with baseball, but we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but like if Boog Shambi said to us, Spiegs, months and months ago, if you were creating baseball tomorrow, you wouldn't land on 162. Because Adam Silver said, you know, if we were reinventing the sport, we probably wouldn't say the vital way for media access to exist is as our players are getting dressed. But you know what I mean? Like, there are just some things that have been done one way for forever, and so we assume that that's the only way to do it, and maybe you can take some time and revisit it. So, like, in that vein, is March 31st really the best time of year to start a baseball season?
No.
Yeah, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily, of course.
Not at all. Right?
And I'm open to that conversation. What I'm not hip to is the owners just using it as a wedge, knowing full well that they don't give a crap about it and making us rationalize it in the way that you are very capably doing and the way that a lot of us could if we had to. So I'm cool with getting there. I just don't like how the owners have been using it as a threat for months and knowing full well that they were going to be fine with it not happening, and we're the ones that pay that price. You know what I mean?
Agree with that. Like, getting to it this way would suck.
It's insulting, and
they would go right back to 162 games next year. So they're not talking about, like, delaying the start of the season and compressing the season to make it a better product, which it would. It would make the sport a better product. Each regular season game would have more importance. You would not have as many rainouts. You would not have games with low attendance in miserable weather in, like, 60% of the cities that employ baseball teams. Like, it would be better for the sport, but you're right. The way they're getting to it is, if we don't have a deal by Monday, we'll lose games. We won't make it back, and sucks for you.
Right. I mean, it's so offensive to feel used as a pawn yet again to have them, because they always want, and you knew this, Danny, you said this months ago, they always wanted the threat of lost games to have a negotiating effect, and now they're turning around and trying to use that as a threat. It's so predictable and so gross and so familiar to the fans. And, this is when it's so weird. It's so counterintuitive. I love the game. I love people being interested in the game. I love when the game could conceivably grow. But part of me also wants the effect of this and turning off people to have a bigger lasting effect so the owners feel the brunt of that. You know what I mean? So, like, think about what that does to people who love the game. You find yourself hoping for the game to be damaged on some level so they learn a freaking lesson. That's the pretzel that this garbage turns us into sometimes. I hate it.
Where they're actively trying to shrink and lessens people's interest in the game and don't really... I'm tired of fighting it. Like, I'm just going to try to embrace, like, when you guys are back, you guys are back. And I don't know if I speak for a larger contingent. Like, I care. Like, I want the players to get what they need out of this negotiation. I really do care. But there's a part of me that's just, like you said, like, I'm so beaten down by this as a baseball fan. And we all saw it coming. And we all see it happening like this. And the point that Danny made I think it was a couple of weeks ago about that when we were discussing that the owners definitely want to get to that playoff money and they don't care how many games they burn off the regular season. It's like, man, just let me know when you're done. Like, let me know when all of it is over, and then I can care less about it until the games are actually played. It's bizarre. Like, the way that they approach the game is really, really strange, but it shouldn't be, considering that not every baseball owner is necessarily a baseball fan.
Yeah, and they're businessmen. Like, they're looking at this through the lens of, I have this asset that's really valuable, and it makes me money. How do I have it make me more money?
Mm-hmm.
And it's how the vast majority of businesses work. It's honestly how, like, all for-profit businesses are supposed to work. This one is just a public trust, and and a lot of people care about it, and a lot of people orbit around it, like us, and it matters to the fabric of cities and societies and conversations and relationships. So it is, of course, different in that way. But to the 30 dudes who own a team right now, they don't care about that. They will start caring about it again as soon as they sign on the dotted line. And whatever damage this part does that they'll need to repair after they sign, they're totally fine with doing because the ends justify the means for them in the pocketbook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are just a line item. We are just a line item. We're an input space in a giant Excel spreadsheet.
And but it's also possible, man. I'm sorry to cut you off. It is possible here that this gets done.
Like, sure.
It's possible.
Feel like there's some backward movement here, but
I agree. But I'm just saying, like,
it's possible.
It is. We're not. Deadlines make deals. We've all been through negotiations, way smaller, obviously, but deadlines make deals. They set a deadline. It's Monday. Today's Thursday. So, you know, and by the way, deadlines are made to be broken. Right? We've all gone past the contract expiring and all of a sudden woke up the next day and not been fired. Right?
Should I still be on the air today?
Does my pass still work?
Yeah. I believe it's happened to all three of us. I know it's happened to me in like two of my last three negotiations. So, like, you know, so we'll see. Like, I still don't think it's time to panic, but in terms of time to be mad at them, I think that's totally fair.
Well, listen, it was time to panic on February 15th.
I know.
I remain glad that we did it. No, we did it. We did it. February 15th, 3 p.m. People can go grab the podcast. But in terms of being mad, like the emotions that we're going through in Lawrence, I feel you, like the exasperation. They're like, you know what? Screw you. I'll just do it. But then, you know, every once in a while you end up mad because I have the exasperation and then I toss it aside. And then a couple of days later, I might end up mad. Today was Kenny Rosenthal's day to be mad. And it was glorious. You know,
I haven't read it yet.
Man. Yeah, because it's less like, all right. He's like, hey, look, all right, let's make a deal. I've done this before, but all the parameters are there. You need me to, okay, I'll go ahead and make the deal. So he puts all the stuff together and helps people sort it out and just says, okay, well, this would be your middle ground here and there and here and there. But just bracketing that was just pure disgust from a guy who knows the ingredients of the sausage better than anybody. So yeah, it's glorious. I love when guys like that, guys in the know, will get mad and fire it off at you, and you realize that you're not alone in occasionally getting pissed off at the whole process.
Well, that's good. That's some afternoon reading for me.
Yeah, it was a very good column. Second half of the Bulls season starts tonight, but it's not really the second half. It's a 23-game sprint as they jockey for positioning and health. We will talk to Adam Amin about that and the NFL broadcaster carousel that is happening with the reported Troy Aikman to ESPN News.
I was not expecting that. I was expecting either he'd stay at Fox or go to Amazon.
Yeah, it was a surprise to the industry. And it's obviously not 100% done yet, but it looks like it's happening. And there's a lot of ramifications for that we'll be talking about on the show today. And our Score Stories guest today is Tom Scher. So first live voice ever on this radio station. Thursdays at 5, we interview a Score luminary. Tom Scher gets his turn today.
Boys, sounds like a show. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Lawrence.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
Yo, yo, yo.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.